Radio News.
I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump announces additional sanctions on Iran. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The sanctions go all the way to the top, targeting Iran's supreme leader and his associates by squeezing their finances.
The supreme leader of Iran is one who ultimately is responsible for the hostile conduct of the regime.
The president says the sanctions will hit hard in response to what he calls aggressive actions by Iran, including the shootdown of an American drone. He calls the sanctions a proportionate response to Iran's behavior, but warns it must change ways.
I think a lot of restraint has been shown by us, a lot of restraint, and that doesn't mean we're going to show it in the future.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A federal judge in Maryland who previously ruled in favor of those challenging the addition of a citizenship question on the 2020 census now says new evidence paints what he calls a disturbing picture that racial discrimination may be the reason for the decision to ask the question. The Supreme Court is expected to rule this week on the constitutionality of including the question. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the administration's effort insidious.
This is so completely and totally wrong. At the beginning of our country, there was never even a thought of asking a citizenship question, and that is when our Constitution was written. So this is something that has a terrible agenda.
The driver of a pickup truck involved in a New Hampshire crash that killed 7 motorcyclists last Friday evening is charged with 7 counts of negligent homicide. New Hampshire Attorney General's office says 23-year-old Voldemar Zukowski was arrested this morning at his home in Springfield, Massachusetts. Investigators say Zukowski's pickup truck, towing a flatbed trailer, collided with a group of 10 motorcyclists on Friday on a 2-lane highway. This is AP Radio News. A convenience store chain is trying out online deliveries. The AP's Mike Hempen tells us more.
Are you stuck in a park and are craving a Slurpee? No need to worry. 7-Eleven has started a service that allows customers to order everything from its popular frozen drink to a battery charger and have it delivered to a public place, such as a park or a beach. The retailer is delivering to more than 2,000 hotspot locations. It envisions eventually delivering to more than 200,000 locations. Last year, 7-Eleven started an app-based home delivery service. The public service, which has a fee of $3.99, also requires an app. I'm Mike Hempen.
The U.S. women's soccer team is playing Spain in the round of 16 in the Women's World Cup tournament in France. At the half, the contest is tied 1-1 when it goes on to play France, which beat Brazil earlier today. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.